This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Rose Oconee Historical Society. I've been reading for a few weeks now from the autobiography of Jean Haugtvedt, a very thorough story of an interesting life. Her daughter Marla Solson shared it with the Rose Oconee Museum. Jean's mother had died in childbirth, and her father had tried to find a suitable place for the kids to live with relatives so he could keep working. First, he tried to get them to Pensacola, Minnesota, where their mother's sister, Hannah, and her husband, Herman Wold, lived. That plan ended when the immigration papers, not fully completed, kept them from crossing into the U.S. on the train. After some haggling with immigration officials, they had to return to Viking, Alberta, to their father. When their father's brother, Ben, came to Viking to attend the funeral of another brother's wife, he proposed that he and his wife, Irena, bring the girls to live with them. They hoped Bud could later join them. The girls said goodbye to their dad and brother at the train station in Viking, and Uncle Ben met them at the station in the little town of Big Valley and brought them to his farm about 10 miles out of town. They kept in touch by mail, but Dad and Bud never came to visit them in Big Valley. Uncle Ben was slow in his ways and good-natured. Jean said he was the complete opposite of her dad, his brother. Her dad had often come home intoxicated and had created bad memories for her. Uncle Ben never drank, and his wife Irena was a tidy woman, tall and slim, stern-looking with a frail outward appearance. Her hair was drawn up in a bun on top of her head. She sat straight and prim in her straight-backed chair. Her stern look hid a heart of gold. She had chores assigned for each day of the week and could knit, crochet, and do some embroidery work. The girls learned to call her Aunt Rena. Ben and Rena had a good-natured relationship and spoke with a decided Scotch accent. Aunt Rena was quick with a retort. Jean remembered her talking to someone about heaven when she said, "We might be surprised about whom we will meet when we get to heaven." She meant that we should not be judgmental of others. The girls shared a hide-a-bed close to the bedroom where Uncle Ben and Aunt Rena slept. A hired man named Frank, a Czechoslovakian immigrant, slept in the single room upstairs. He had been helped to learn English by Aunt Rena and was grateful and very loyal. Frank helped Jean learn to milk cows so Uncle Ben could be free to do other jobs around the farm. There were about 16 cows and some calves. A horse barn was partitioned off from the cow barn. The horses stayed in the field about half a mile down the road until winter, when they were moved to the barn. There was a pig pen where two young pigs were kept starting in the spring. They were fed all summer and butchered in the fall, providing meat for the winter. Jean described how milk was processed. After milking the cows, we carried the milk to the house where it was strained into the separator bowl through a sterile piece of gauze inserted in the bottom of the strainer. Milk for our household use was taken out before we started the separator. The separator had to be cranked up to full speed. Then we turned the tap, which let the milk go from the bowl into the separator. There were two spouts. Milk came out of one and the cream out of the other. We had to keep the separator going at a certain speed during the whole process. The skim milk was then carried to the barn, where it was fed to the calves and the pigs. The cream was poured into a cream can and cooled in the well house. Once or twice a week, Uncle Ben took the cream, where it was sold at the creamery. Aunt Rena churned her own butter. Everyone on the farm made their own butter at that time because it was harder to get to town often. In the summer, the butter was stored in the well house to keep it cool. Jean learned to make bread from her Aunt Rena from a recipe that used no shortening. They'd start the yeast the night before, so it was ready early in the morning. It all took time, but was worth the wait. Jean soon learned the reason for Aunt Rena's frail appearance. She had a heart problem, for which the doctor had prescribed a spoonful of brandy every morning. She kept the brandy in the cellar, and she was the only one who had access to that. It was purely for medicinal purposes. Jean remembered that Uncle Ben and Aunt Rena did many nice things for her, taking care of her dental needs, buying her a riding pony, and encouraging relationships with other family members that she corresponded with by mail for many years. They also encouraged her to start school again, so she started by repeating 8th grade at Jake's Butte Country School. There were many good memories of playing ball, going to dances, and celebrating holidays like Queen Victoria's birthday and Dominion Day. During her 10th grade year, Aunt Raina became ill and was diagnosed with gallstones. Her doctor said surgery would be risky with her heart condition. That next fall, Jean moved into a dormitory in Big Valley for 11th grade. Once she got settled, Aunt Raina arranged to have gallbladder surgery. It led to big changes again. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our Coney stories.